You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. It's the third day of November. Have you picked up your tickets yet? Hope so. For the Farm Assets Conference, do that online at willag.org, farmassetsconference.com, or 800-898-1065. Again, call 800-898-1065. Tickets are just $30. The Farm Assets Conference is the 24th day of November. That's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Special thanks to our big sponsors. They include Farm Credit, TIA, CREF, and Syngenta. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Yesterday was gorgeous. Today is beautiful. Can we expect more of the same throughout the rest of this week, Don?
Well, one thing is for certain is it's going to stay pretty mild across many areas of the Midwest and Corn Belt with the beautiful weather hanging on probably at least into Thursday before we do see some cooler weather and some showers move in. In the time frame of late Thursday and into Friday and Saturday, some colder air going to be coming in with that, although the worst of the weather, the coldest of the cold air, will stay up in the Dakotas and areas across the northern Canadian border areas. And it really does look like most of the nation east of the Rockies, especially east of the Mississippi, in the 5 to 10 day period coming up, will enjoy temperatures that for early November won't be bad. And while there's some shower activity coming through, nothing too heavy.
And so what we'd really like to know about are the nighttime lows. We are in hopes, many producers are, that the soil temperatures at the four inch level will drop below 50 degrees. But that might take a little rainfall, which we've had, and some cooler temperatures at night. What can you tell us?
I think there's a real good chance of that. We are going to see some cooler air come in this weekend, nothing bone-chilling cold, but you know, we could see Saturday morning, Sunday morning, some temperatures in the 30s and even some near-freezing temperatures in some areas. So that will really work well to cool off those foreign soil temperatures.
Turn your attention to South America. The parts of Brazil had been really wet at the beginning of the growing season. That would be the southern half. But in Mato Grosso and some of the regions that produce the bulk of the soybeans, they were extraordinarily dry, not unusual for their winter time. But they do wait for that to stop and for the rains to enter that came. Where do they stand today?
Well, they're still going to get more. Southern areas of Brazil, the areas you just mentioned, have a really good chance over the next week to see frequent rain chances. Now, will it be excessive? No, but it looks to be wet, and it looks to be a little bit cool there as well. Growing areas of Argentina, especially the northern growing areas, have some decent chances of rain.
Hey, thanks, Don. Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. A whole series of meetings is coming up. The first, of course, is the Farm Assets Conference. Get your tickets right now, farmassetsconference.com, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. They're just $30. That's at the end of this month, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Should be a great day. And we'll look forward to having you there. The Farm Doc Econ Series are in the month of December. Those are the 14th to the 18th. And tickets are now available for that. If you want to sign up, you can go to farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. These are the conferences across the state of Illinois. I emcee them, and we travel with the Ag Economist from right here in Urbana-Champaign. The Farm Economics Series online at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Get your tickets right now. I'm Todd Gleason.